Good morning. This is John doing the Daily Inspirations, and I was back in chains, but I'm going to continue reading in Romans 12 here where I was reading yesterday morning. In Romans 12 here, verse 2, it says, "And do not conform to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And I believe that for someone who has been born of the Spirit of God, they have been born again, and they have received the Spirit of God. There is a daily renewing. There is a transforming that happens. And here's what happens as we allow God to transform our minds. He gives us the wisdom to prove what is His will. And I believe this is many times where Satan wants to keep strongholds because Satan doesn't want you to become a child of God, to receive the Spirit of God, to be saved from the destruction and from eternal damnation. Satan both wants to torment you now, but also he wants to torment you in eternity. And if Satan can't keep you from being a believer, he can't. But it's your choice. But if you quit believing the lies of Satan and you have turned to the truth,
if Satan can't keep you from turning to the truth, now he will
come and he will try to keep you from knowing a more perfect way. In
other words, he will try to keep you stuck. Why? Because there's many other believers
who are watching your example, who are listening to the lies of the enemy, and they're waiting for you to come and share the gospel with them, to share the good news, to bring, to believe the word. You know,
God could have ordained that
the gospel was spread, just, you know,
that people would hear and believe, but God has commissioned, I think, believers to go and share the gospel
with other people, to
encourage one another,
but also to witness to the lost. And so here is, if Satan can't keep you from believing, he will try to keep you from
knowing the will of God
more perfectly.
In other words, to keep you bound in areas
in your life so that God's word
doesn't shine forth.
Verse 3 here,
he says,
"The grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, or according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith."
And here, I think it's
very important. I know
for myself,
there's times when
we think we know the answers. And yet, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. Sometimes we're not aware
of how blinded we are to our own
known life. But here is a word that the brother shared the other morning that would relate to this. And I'm going to share it here simply because
it spoke to me.
It convicted me. This was shared by Brother Stuart Liberalist. And I don't know this brother other than a true online connection. But he writes here, "In some of my
studies, I ran across something called the Dunning and Kruger effect, which simply stated is that people of high intelligence and understanding tend to underestimate what they know.
Probably because the more they learn, the more they realize they don't know. And people of low intelligence
and understanding tend to overestimate what they know,
believing what they know must be right
because they don't know anything else."
And this would have definitely been me
at a time. And I often hear older people say that the older they get, the less they know. But I think sometimes Satan also likes to use our
humility to keep us silent
rather than keep encouraging the believer.
But he goes on here to say, "This explains what
I have noticed for quite a while, that ignorance and arrogance usually
walk hand in hand. This also explains why
people who are seeking for the truth will welcome
being questioned. People who are seeking for the truth will welcome being questioned. And people who are seeking to confirm their own
bias. This means that people who try to find other people that agree with them.
Notice this. People who are seeking to confirm their own bias feel
very challenged when they are questioned. In other words, if somebody that believes different than I do
comes up and questions me, I feel challenged. And a person of wisdom and understanding is glad to hear another perspective,
not so much the fact that they will change their perspective
as that they realize how
little they know. And
I always believe that there's little things that we can glean from other people. There's even people of other doctrines and other persuasions that have a different
point of view, that even though they're not right, there are many times they have
things that we can learn. We should not
feel threatened or challenged if somebody questions us.
People who are seeking to confirm their own
bias feel very challenged when they are questioned. Truth-seeking people around the world understand that only God is sovereign, even though they recognize and respect that every human is an individual with the capacity to have a personal relationship with other people and God.
And here's something that's
important, because there's a modern doctrine that wants to lift up the person in of itself. They are not self-sovereign, meaning, in other words, we are not our own God. We can't
just make ourselves, who we are. We do well to humble
ourselves under the mighty hand of God and recognize that Jesus alone is the way and the truth. This connection is only genuine if it meets the criteria of the sovereign God.
Our natural heart
is always seeking to justify what we think is true instead of verifying what is true.
So in other words, we tend to believe what we believe is right instead of going back
in the Word and
verifying it. And
this was the biggest journey for me. This was the biggest eye-opener for me, is when I started going and checking out to see
if what I believe was true, because the hardest thing
for me was to realize
wrong, and to lay down my wisdom and my understanding and say, God, I know that you know better, and to be willing to be instructed by the word.
When we have
completely surrendered to God
and accepted Christ by faith, we receive a new heart. This starts us on the journey that orbits around God instead of self-preservation. This journey is leading us into freedom of the truth that set us free.
Until this connection is real,
a person who is only religious will depend on rules and man-made laws to justify their standing with God.
And because they have never
experienced anything else, this seems right.
This will
result in a deep pride that becomes
antagonistic to any other belief system. Their own spirit bears witness to itself and
mistakes it
for truth. So our own spirit bears witness with
ourselves. It's not
the spirit of God. And this is why my people,
where I would have come from, if somebody declared that they knew God or they were saved or they had assurance of salvation, in other words, that the peace of God ruled in them. In Romans chapter 8, he says, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. And this
confirmation, this expression, this belief greatly offended my people. And I believe it's because the spirit within them that
witnessed to themselves, there was their own spirit confirming, witnessing to itself, rather than surrendering to
the spirit of God. This will result in a deep pride that becomes antagonistic
to any other belief system. Their own spirit bears witness to itself and mistakes it for truth. This is called circular reasoning. A couple of unchristian characteristics include no ability for reconciliation. In other words, when you have a disagreement with someone,
you just can't give it up. And
I believe the root of this is why there is so many
people keep disagreeing and they just can't quite come
starting another settlement so they can have things their way, you know.
Or starting another church to, you know, to do things their way. A couple of no ability for
reconciliation and no compassion. In other words, we will be unkind to those we disagree with. In our unkindness, we are willing to be unchristlike
in order to preserve our thinking. And this
unchristlike and unkindness is often it's justified with religious reasoning. In other words, it is taking something that is given of God as
instruction to the church to preserve God's word, his truth, and his righteousness, and it is used towards something that has been set up by man. Not having compassion, being willing to treat people in a way that is wrong because we are afraid
of what will happen.
It's my way or the highway mindset.
This is the spirit that destroys Jesus. On the contrary, we read in Romans 8:16, his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This isn't self-sovereignty, but rather a confirmation of God whereby we can know that we have eternal life. The characteristics of this peace of heart, fervent charity, the spirit of reconciliation, inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and a burning desire to help others who are in Satan's bondage. This becomes the movement of people who believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so I was just very inspired by this and felt like
this is a needed word in
a time such as now, when we
need to check our own hearts
and see if we are willing to lay down our thoughts and ideas to what God has to say, in whether we're willing to share and compare the compassion of Christ with those around us. So that's all for this morning. This got a little longer, but I trust that you can meditate on this. And if you have questions or if you want a copy or
if there's anything that you
need, you can reach out
to me personally. I'll give you my cell number here. You can
call or text me, 608-487-1575.